I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're coming up on the most popular hunting season of the year in West Virginia, and the Assistant Chief in charge of Game Management will give us his forecast for West Virginia's firearms buck season in just a moment. More than 300,000 hunters are going to be in the woods on Monday morning in hopes of scoring a buck during the opening day of the two-week firearm season for deer. DNR Assistant Chief of Game Management Gary Foster says making a prediction ahead of the season is often tricky simply because the weather is such a wild card.
Well, I think we have good deer populations this year. It's always, you know, the big factor with the buck harvest and success of the buck season really kind of lies on those first two or three days as we've seen the last two or three years. You know, last year we had a really nice buck harvest. The year before we had 40-mile-an-hour winds on the first day of the season and really impacted our harvest. So I think as long as the weather conditions are good.
Weather doesn't necessarily impact the deer, but it does impact hunters and tends to move them out of the woods before they kill one. However, if the weather does cooperate, Foster expects the season will be about average or just below.
Overall, I think we're going to have a good season if the weather holds out. We should have, you know, I would anticipate that harvest coming in there in the mid-50,000 range somewhere.
While weather doesn't always impact the deer behavior, the food sources will. And this year, the mast conditions in West Virginia vary greatly from county to county and even from ridgetop to ridgetop.
But yeah, that's not uncommon. I've talked to people that have good cherry or oak mast in 4 miles away, you know, landowners that are saying just the opposite. So it's one of those years.
And where mast is concentrated tends to be where the deer will be concentrated. But if there's little to no acorn crop, they will allow themselves to be a bit more exposed in the open just to find something to eat.
You see a real drop in harvest when we had just an excellent oak mast year. And you know, they really don't have to move around to feed nearly as much. So if you're in areas where you have good oak mast, I don't think it's an exceptional anywhere, but... You know, hunting, trying to locate those, you know, especially like white oak, those areas that hold white oak would probably pay dividends. If your mast conditions are poorer in your area, then deer typically will hang around the fields more.
Last year, we had an abnormally high number of deer that sported big racks, but that was a result of a combination of 1 year with the harvest low combined with a poor mast year. Those aren't the conditions for this season, and that may mean the average buck's rack size will be significantly less than 2015. Hunt safely and good luck. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.